The Royal Shakespeare Company are putting on their most diverse season ever. And one of the productions is Measure for Measure. It's written by Shakespeare in the early 1600s, but it really still resonates today. And the story is, when a young novice mum is compromised by a corrupt official who offers to save her brother from execution in return for sexual favours, she has no idea where to turn for help. And when she threatens to expose him, he tells her that no one will believe her. Well, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Now, in the production, amongst other actors, we have blind actress Karina Jones as Sister Francesca. And Vera Hiarding has been along to see Audio Describe production. How was it?
Thanks, Simon. Nice to talk to you. It was very good. And actually, Measure for Measure is, for me, one of Shakespeare's rather underrated plays. And in your intro there, Simon, you refer to the fact that it's theme-wise very relevant today. And that came through loud and clear on the day. And it was a very, very compelling production, very powerful production. I went with a friend of mine who actually hasn't seen it ever before, and she thought she was really taken by it, and again could see the relevance to today. And, you know, the without exception, and I would probably normally be expected to say this of the Royal Shakespeare Company, but it's true nonetheless. Very, very strong cast, and we met, indeed, a couple of people on the touch tour, a couple of actors came out to talk to us. Always an added bonus for visually impaired patrons, their families, relatives, friends, those who are accompanying them. And when we were taken on stage as part of the touch tour, which regular listeners will be familiar with, that's part of the Audio Described performance whole package, if you like, where you get taken to see the set, literally get a feel for costumes, some of the more unusual props and things. In Stratford, that tends to happen a couple of hours before curtain up. So with a matinee on a Saturday, you've got to be there for around 11 a.m. And the describers on this occasion, Julia Grundy, and a new describer, newly trained at the RSC, Gethin Jones. He was, I beg your pardon, Gethin Edwards, I shall get his name right. Gethin was also on hand with Julia and the front of house volunteers and staff to take us on stage and explore the set.
I was just thinking, it's quite depressing, isn't it, when you actually realise that nothing seems to have changed much?
Yes, and maybe that tells us all we need to know, doesn't it? Yeah, these themes do recur, because I guess it's part of human nature, isn't it?
So was it done as a modern play, or was it done in character as an old play?
I would say, looking back at the notes that we were given, it was, and the pre-show notes, just to let people know, tend to be presented not just 15 minutes before curtain up on the day of the show, but also you can get them on a CD or download them from the website yourself at any time during a number of weeks before the Audio Described performance. But talking to Julia and Gethin informally on the touch tour, they were saying that actually it was set sort of probably around the time of sort of the 1920s, I think. So it clearly wasn't of the period in terms of the costumes, but nor was it sort of very much present day. So that sort of period, but still quite effective. And because, I suppose, going back to what we've said on a number of occasions already today, the themes sort of are as relevant now as they were in Shakespeare's time 400 or 500 years ago. That probably works.
What difference did the audio description make to you then on the production? What stood out for you?
Good question. And I sometimes challenge myself with exactly that same sort of query, in the sense that, yes, through the dialogue, you can follow what's happening. And it's not a necessarily terribly complicated plot, I would suggest. So possibly even more easy to follow with what's going on stage through the dialogue. But, and this is the big but, with the audio description that you get through your headset, it's done live. So Julia did the first half, I think, and Gethin did the second half. They will add descriptions of, through the words they use and their carefully crafted script, what's overtly visual, what doesn't necessarily come through in dialogue. So people's facial expressions, people moving in quietly and not necessarily being seen by other members of the cast, because that's part of the plot. It's those sort of things that are subtly and carefully added to, you know, without clashing with the dialogue. And that's quite tough when you've got a Shakespeare play, because it's ostensibly nearly all dialogue. So all of that sort of overtly visual on-stage activity and action is what you get through audio description. And also the scene setting. So I've mentioned already the pre-show notes, which you can listen to live at 15 minutes before the start of the performance, or in weeks leading up to it if you want to get your homework done and feel as if you're really on top of the play. And that talks about, you know, a bit like reading your program if you're a sighted member of the audience, I guess. So it's who plays which part and a little bit about the background to the play and maybe some comments from the director who's dramatized it, etc., etc. So that all adds to my appreciation, understanding and enjoyment of the play. And, you know, yes, arguably you could still say that you'd get something out of going, even if it wasn't audio described, of course you would. But it makes, for me at least, and I would hope for increasing numbers of blind and partially sighted patrons going to the theatre, it enhances their enjoyment more generally.
Yeah, it sort of brings some of the subtleties to life, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we'd love to hear your feedback. If you haven't been to an audio described production of a theatre play or a ballet, why not have a go at it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And with coming into the more autumnal period, perhaps, you know, people are not going to be travelling as much, which summer tends to be more a time when people go on holiday. So if you're going to be a little bit more home-based over the next 2-3 months leading up to the festive season, and you want to think about maybe going to a theatre, maybe going to see a ballet, a Shakespeare play, an opera, a musical, another type of, you know, dramatized production, performing arts, see what's on at your local theatre. Talk to them, if you've never been before, about what and if they do audio description, how they do it, what shows they've booked in audio description for. And if there's one that appeals, give it a go.
Well, that's a great idea, actually. And of course, if you're thinking, you know, I might dip my toe in with a pantomime, well, why not go to one before that and get an idea, familiarise yourself with how it all works?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's always my recommendation, I hope, first and foremost, that you, if it's your first one, it's a real success. Of course I do. But just in case it doesn't quite work, or it takes a little bit more of getting used to than perhaps you thought, give it a couple of goes. Try 2 or 3 different types of performances, because the more you do it, the more familiar you'll become with collecting your headset, knowing how it works. Just actually sitting with a headset resting on your ears or whatever during the course of a show for the first time, that takes a little bit of getting used to. It for some people, they take to it like duck to water. For others, it takes just a little time to be comfortable with all of that. And therefore, don't just base any initial impressions on your first, well, you'll have initial impressions from your first show, but don't let that make or break your attempt to enjoy audio description going forward. Give it at least 2 or 3, and then if it works for you, brilliant, and if it doesn't, fair enough, at least you've tried.
I'm reminded, Vidar, when you first drank whiskey and you didn't like it at all, and look at you now.
Well, again, it's something that, you know, you come to terms with, and that sounds probably rather negative way of putting it. It's something that actually you suddenly realise adds so much more to your understanding of the play. So it's a great opportunity to just get the most out of, you know, a production that ostensibly isn't just visual but has a large visual dimension, and through audio description that's brought to life.
Vida, you are a great advocate of AD, and thank you very much for bringing that to life.
My pleasure, Simon. I really hope that people are encouraged to give it a whirl.